Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Priest Ilica. I'm your host. We're now entering into the listening room, DC. Welcome to everyone. That's how we feel today. It's getting kind of warm out here in D.C. So we feel like we still want to get closer to you. That's what we're going to do. We ain't going to stop till we got you in our hands and we holding you up forever. Because that's what it is. Good evening, everybody. How you doing out there in Radio Land? I'm out here laughing and joking, I guess, because it could be kind of serious out here. But, you know, what I kind of figured out was is you need to take time out. It's Friday. I think it's Friday. Losing track of time. Stop everything. Put down all your devices. Put down everything that don't work and get into the mood. What we got here going on? Is that you, JP?
What it is?
Oh, we up in Philly again tonight. What's up, man? I put on your man Donnie tonight, man. I put on Donnie tonight.
Get
tonight,
oh, Donnie. Oh, man. Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah, man, I've been feeling
what
D.C. today.
Song did I miss?
The closer I get to you. What other song is that?
Oh,
you know,
Donnie
got it going on. So I was just sending that message out. Like, the closer I get to you, you know, this feeling come over me. I can't even stop giggling when I get too close to you. Make me feel like, I'm like, yeah. So when I be feeling that, I just came up with a little playlist, cuddle music. You know what I'm saying? We can't cuddle until well after the show is over. But, hey, I'm going to get the mood started right now, JP.
Oh, yeah.
What'd they do? You good? You at work, right?
Oh, yeah.
You at work?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and start it up.
I'm on the road.
All right, by the time you get out of work, right, you go ahead in the house. You're going to be smiling when you get in the house. Tell your wife, turn on the radio. We're about to get down or to get down. Yes, indeed. It's in Listening Room, D.C. Yeah, man.
Right.
Check us out, JP. Check what I got for you, man.
There's no place. could look at me and know I dream of you, knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue. What am I to do? Every time you go away, loving you the way I do, I'll take you back. Without you, I'd die. Knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really hurt and hurt me like you've hurt me and be so untrue. So what can I do? can I do to deserve heaven now? Lord knows I'm only you. Can this be? Someone truly for me. Or is it a cruel fantasy?
Yeah, see? That's what we're doing here in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Alica. It's my duty tonight to warm you up and get you ready for doing absolutely nothing tonight. Soon as you get off work. JP, am I doing a good job? Because they're going to be ready when they get home, right? They're going to be home when they get home. They're going to be ready tonight.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be ready.
Oh, they're going to be all right,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely nothing. Yeah.
For
sure.
That's what it is. I've been feeling that today. I was like, these people have not heard any music that make them let go of that BS behavior, and say, yo, let me just find that one guy, girl, and just hold this thing up. You know what I'm saying? Hold it. Build the empire with that shit, man. You see? Yeah, get divorced after you get the money like Bill Gates and his woman. See, they made some babies, they made a rack of money, and they say, look, 25 years, we out, you take your money, I'm going to take my money, and can't nobody sue us because we got all that money from the business. So they can't sue the business because they got lawyers stockpiled forever. So they can just take money without even arguing over alimony. They argue with petty shit like, yo, your girlfriend came over my house the other day, and she cooked dinner and left some in there for me to have my name on it. Did she think I was going to eat that? That's how rich people do it. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Right.
Hey, yo, you're welcome. You're welcome for leaving this dude right here. Now, me and him going to go get some paper. And I got enough paper. I'm happy with your old life. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make you a plate of food in case you show up. Huh? All right, man, I'm going to leave him alone, man. I'm going to leave them alone because they got me started now. They got me talking, so I'm going to go ahead and free myself up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once upon a time, I was single. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot. That's a lonely word.
Uh-uh. No, it's not. Because I haven't been single in 41 years. You know what I'm saying? So being a single is I for a few minutes, bro. Catch my breath. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been single in 41 years, so it's like, yeah. Huh?
I said, nah, it's true. You think about it that way, but yeah, you need a breath of fresh air. I need
another woman to get a breath of fresh air. You understand? That's the fresh air. She come on in, I'm going to get the lines from under my eyes. I'll get my exercise back on. I'm good. You catch me? What?
She might be a headache too.
Come on. No, CJP, you talking about some stuff closer to you, bro. Guess what? All women are headaches, okay? Because number one, we as a man do not know what a woman is. We don't. We don't know what they is. So we try to figure it out and it gives us a headache. So this is what I figured out, right? Why don't we just let them be themselves? Okay? And then we won't have a headache.
That's all you can do.
Then you don't have no headache, right? Shit. All right, I'm going to leave that one alone because you're going to make me put this song on right now. Just to remind you. Hey, put this on, man. Just to remind you of something.
Okay.
I ain't going to get you in no trouble tonight, man.
Every little thing you do makes me smile, and in my head.
Well, Well, I'm worried about my bills, so I'm taking all these pills, and I need to make more money, so I'm worried about my bills. Oh, I won't worry. Cause if you don't stop worrying, y'all, if you don't stop worrying, you ain't gonna be nowhere at all.
Check it out.
Well, I'm worried about my cash, cause I need to get my stash, and I'm worried about woman, but she's worried about my cash. Oh, I can't worry. Well, I'm worried about my job, and I'm worried about the mob, and somebody done changed my bottle, so I'm worried about my God. Oh, I can't worry.
Now, don't get upset, because JP said, don't worry. All this stuff going on the planet, he made the song. He made the song, so he said, don't worry about all that. Don't worry about all that, JP. What do you know?
That's right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, because you mess around, we have to go back to a single life. You better know that real quick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the beginning of the song. That was that playlist, Start of a Single Life. That was Cameo. You know what I'm saying? Then we had Down and Up Again. Because, you know, when you get another position, you got to go down and come up again. That was Ronnie Law.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody go through it. Everybody go through it every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? because that's what it is. Yeah, but anyway, I ain't mad at people. You know, we got some color weather going on. We got some controversy going on Instagram, right? And I saw this post by DJ Sincere. I don't know if he's on the line or not, but I saw. Did you see that post, man?
Which one? The one with the guy on the bench?
Yeah, and the woman said, I don't deal with no broke dudes. Like, hey, bitch, get your mouth fixed. What's up? Oh, that's right. You work at 7-Eleven anyway. Okay, I got it.
Right.
I got it.
Right.
See, when people be talking to you like that, you don't mess with no broke dudes, you got to remember that you didn't ask the dude for his portfolio because he just came up to say something to you. And definitely,
right,
with the conditions of everything going on now, people supposed to say to you the same thing. I don't mess with no broke chick. You out here begging.
Yeah, because what, you a millionaire? You must be a millionaire.
Nah, you begging. Nah, you ain't no millionaire. You begging. Okay?
Talking about you're messing
with broke. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You out here begging. See, if you don't need nobody, then ain't nobody going to bother with you. You'll be, you and your dog is one of the time you will have nobody to color with. You'll be just like the single guys. They know who to call when it's time not to cuddle. They call in a waste disposal unit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what we call it. That's what I call it. They got something, they just go shoot it up in there and keep on moving and put your ass back on the shelf.
Yeah,
they ain't got no more use for you. You can call them and they give you elective money for your bill or something, but don't call them and talk no real shit like planting no flowers or go ahead and build an airplane. Look at you like, yo, I just nutted up in you for free. You ain't getting nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Go away.
Right.
And you lost your position on earth.
Why buy the cow and get the milk for free?
Nah, you getting the milk, man. But see, I ain't in none of that. See, I just was thinking about it myself. Like I said, I haven't been single in 41 years. So,
yeah, a young lady was saying to me a while back. She was saying, you know, some of these, it's like you can get free poutine, but for real, who's really dumber? The girls giving away, the women giving it away for free, or the women making a nigga pay? Because
both
you're giving
them
out free poutine. You might as well.
Both
well,
of them
you can look at it that way, both but you might as well. You better at least get a bill paid if you're putting out, or if you let the nigga do
no,
whatever.
No,
you better
see,
get some
listen. Listen how that sounds, JP. Listen how that sounds. Church folk. We church
it
folk.
Either way.
But that's what I'm saying. So now I got $906. Okay. Now I didn't raise four of them, the four oldest ones. So whatever they do, that's what they do. The ones younger than I, my daughters ain't got to sell no poutine and get nothing. Nothing. They know how to get out here and get that bread. They know how to get that bread. Okay? And they know it's better to get that one husband so you don't get no disease. All the children look like they daddy. And if he accidentally did, you're good. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you do that. You try to keep the shit close to home because this, listen. I was on Instagram the other day, and this girl friended me. So I was like, okay, fine. She going to send me a message. I opened up the page. The woman got her legs gapped open playing with her stuff. I deleted her quick. I was like, I paid for it. Of course I paid for it. I put it in $1 million house. I ain't got no problem paying for it. But guess what? I ain't paying for it, and you got 10 up in you, 5 up in you, 20 up in you. Okay? I ain't in no prostitution. Okay, that's the whole scenario where they got our people under. And I ain't just saying black people, our people all together. So we just going to be degenerate. We're going to do whatever we got to do to get this money. Okay, good. So now when you get sick from all them people humping you or whatever, who is the last man going to take care of you? Or woman. Who's going
to
take care of you after
you finish
humping
you? You're going to have to figure that out because... You know, like I said, either way it's messed up. But it's reality for some people. Some people ain't got no daddy. Some people ain't got no father figure. Some people go up around hoes. Some people, you know what I mean? Richard Pryor grew up in a hoe house. So how's he supposed to fit? You know what I'm saying? But after a while, you got to figure it out.
Right. You got to figure it out.
So now that's what I'm saying to the people out here. You have a choice.
Some people are addicts, so they're just trying to support their habit. You know, some people just got issues.
Well, look at it this way. That word addict, right? I like to add dick to it, too, but I don't really go around doing that.
Okay, well,
You get,
some people supporting their habit.
That, I got the habit too. That's why I add dick to it. Come on, JP. You ain't that slow, are you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and even when you get married, the brothers are paying for the punani. Either way.
Whether you're tricking or whether you're married,
you still paying for the punani. You better believe that.
But that's no problem. I just said we all paying for it. That's not the problem. I said the problem is if you single woman is selling it and 10 people is hitting that thing, I am not touching it. You can keep it and the other 10 people. How you doing? Keep it over there. Because at the best, right, I only do it to breed. Okay, and yes, I like having fun. That's why I have 15 children. I have no problem about that. But I'm not sharing that particular part of your secret part with anybody. Isaiah 3, mm-hmm. Isaiah 4. They read the Bible. They can throw the Bible away if they want. But if you in it, like the elders told me, find yourself in the Bible and see where you at. Now, if you in Isaiah 3, where what? See where you at in it.
Straight up.
You might not like your part. But you can just look at Isaiah 3, and Isaiah 3 will show you how our people look, our people, and it'll tell you who our people is in the scripture. So throw it away, but it'll show you how it look, okay? So now it's a big industry for the makeup and all that stuff, okay? But what are you making yourself up for, and who? Who are you making yourself up for, okay? I mean, you making yourself up for what? If you get in the shower on an intimate occasion, all that's coming off.
That's vanity.
No, I ain't saying no vanity. I said if you're in an intimate situation and you get into the shower together, all of the make down, we call it make down, all that's coming off, right?
Yeah, you better be cute underneath.
I don't know about that because you're already in the shower. See, that's the point. It's too late after a certain point. So you got to know who your partner is ahead of time. So see, some people just into the
you
got
you gotta know how you gotta know how she you gotta know how she looks you gotta know how she looks raw you gotta know how she looks
right.
Like nothing with her hair pulled back or her hair in an afro or whatever dreadlocks whatever
it is.
Makeup, no
take the wig take the wig all the way up, baby. Let me see what you look
like.
Yeah,
take everything off. Let me see what you look like.
Yeah, I got some almond oil. We'll test it out, see if it's real. I don't want no sex because I want. Nah, man, I want to touch it, see if it's real. Hey, last week they was transplanting vaginas into men, so I want to touch it, see if it's real. I don't know if yours is real. You know what I'm saying? Did you got the real thing, or did you got the fake thing? You know what I'm saying?
Is the breast
you got, is it your breast or somebody else's breast? See, I want to know that ahead of time. Let me know if those are somebody else's breast. You bought them. Okay, good. Then my babies can't drink from that. See, you're going to disqualify yourself in a minute. And you think when by the time all these men are gone and we done wrongly imprisoned a lot of males, you done a lot of shit to males, you done turned them gay, you done did all that. When you get to the part where there's only a few men left, real man left, when there's only a few left, you be like, well, I guess I have to share. Well, guess nobody going to want to share you. See, your qualifications, you have value right now, you have posts right now. But now, see, when you take off all that giddy stuff when you got on, you're going to have to come and sit in the dirt. Isaiah 47.
Mm-hmm.
Come sit in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm planting some food. So your fingernails... Because your fingernails don't get dirty. So you might as well don't even put them in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at the farm one time, right? And, you know, we out here digging. So we had some famous people come out, like always. And they came out in a phantom, right? And the guy pulled up in the Phantom, and he saw the mud and stuff. He said, well, if I knew we was coming out and getting dirty, I would have brought the Range Rover. I said, well, there's a hint, bro. You got to notice that you was coming to a farm. So you come into a farm.
A
you
farm.
Know, you're like, yeah. It's
not going to be working.
Oh, no, you got to come in the entrance. I was digging out road, building a house, everything back there. So, you know, you got to come where it's raw. So his woman,
right.
His woman, the woman came out. She got out the car with her high heels on. She was like,
oh,
I didn't know we was coming out here where it was dirty. I was like, what? What's wrong with you, man? Once you get over seven figures, something wrong with you people. Okay, for real. I'm telling you, y'all mentally ill, man. I told a young person that yesterday I was mentally ill. He said, why is that? I said, because I was spending $5,000 on a suit, a jacket, and a pair of pants. It didn't come with no shirt, no socks, no nothing. He said, why would you do that? I said, to go to work every day. That's what we had to wear. You had to wear a suit and tie, pants, and all that stuff. So it was $35,000 for a 7 days outfit. And that's just for your suits. So I call that mentally ill.
See, that, it ain't, now you have the money. If it ain't mentally ill, you can buy it twice. It's not mentally ill. I mean, you got the money.
Well, no, see. No, see, I'm talking to you because I was doing it. See, I wasn't talking to you because I was looking at people doing it. I was doing it. I said I was mentally ill. I didn't say nobody else was mentally ill. Okay.
Yeah,
I, no,
you
I said I was.
That's on you.
Yeah, but see, that was on me. So now since I was mentally ill, I was healing myself during that period of time in my young life, coming out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
So now what I did with that type of money, that $5,000, turned into X amount of thousands of yards of fabric. So I opened up my T-shirt shop and custom dress store with that same money, man, and started custom make women dresses and stuff, man. And that $5,000 made me about $2 million, I think. I think it went a long ways, bro. So that's why I say I was mentally ill, because I saw what the purpose of me coming out of that mindset and taking that same amount of money and putting it into a sewing machine. Check that out. $300
right,
sewing machine.
Right.
And just bought fabric. And then I found out the women needed custom-made dresses because they don't want to wear what everybody else wear. Okay. So you custom-making
right.
dresses, you making money, man. The biggest profession in the islands is being a man tailor because everybody come into the tailor to get their clothes, JP.
Yeah, there used to be a whole lot of black tailors. I don't know where they're at now. They're few and far between now. There used to be a lot of us.
No, now you got Louis Vuitton. What do you mean? You don't need no black tailor. You need a black tailor for him. He ain't going to mess your suit up. Right? Okay, we done lost the value for our own people again. That's the point I'm making, JP. That's all. We just done lost our value. So now my job here in the listening room, D.C., is to bring back the value. You know what I'm saying? Of what we're doing. Because I'm not going to let people tell me our music don't matter anymore. Okay? Our music. We write music for people all over the world. And the majority of the black artists had to go to Europe for you even to hear them. Okay? A lot of people wouldn't even hear people like Rochelle Pharrell. They would never hear her again because she had to go to Europe and get her money on tour. They wasn't trying to make no people hear what she's saying. You know what I'm saying? And then every time she go on tour, she bringing Will Downing with her. People wasn't trying to have that. Y'all singing love music? We got to work it out? Yeah, we got to work it out. What? You ain't saying nothing, JP? Oh, okay. All right, JP into his feelings, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and get these feelings.
I'm right here.
Oh, no, it's okay. I got some feelings, bro. Let me get my feelings out. Happy Christmas.
Thank you. You smell something?
You got that little thing that can't quite be described. Copy all over the world, it can't get denied. And when you walk into a room, the brothers be flipping all about they swear. Incredible woman, you're still my girl. You know you got a friend in me. Sister, we're sharing the power of feminine today. You brought my spirit up when everything was loud. Held it in my heart and continue to grow. And now I'm feeling so much better that I can do anything I choose. But you in my corner, I just can't lose.
Well, here we go again. This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Silica. JP, why we always got to take the long way home? Why we got to do that?
Man, you know, that music really, that music is healing. And I was thinking about what you said, how they won't let people like Rochelle Pharrell and Will Downing and people like that even talk about healing. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, it's love music. You can slow drag to it. But for real, at the end of the day, the vibe is right and the message is right. You know what I mean? Like telling people, you know what I mean? Like we went wrong somewhere, but that don't mean we can't fix it. It's like messing up in the class. Like the professor might have to give you an incomplete, but you come back right next semester and fix it. You know what I'm saying? Like instead of the music we have now, which is like F you and your mother.
So that's what I came up with today. I was like, you know what? I'm going inside my little thing and dig out some music that I need to be healed at the moment because I got a lot of going on. So I got to be healed. So I went inside the crate and started digging up some music that I know is coming in. You know what I'm saying? It's going to make me take off the
band-aid. Some of us call that music therapy.
Music therapy. Okay. Well, excuse me. So I have my degree in 15 days, so I'm going to go ahead and focus on music therapy. Yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and be a music therapist. That's my new title. Well, I'm going to have a degree. I can make some shit up after that, right?
Hey, it is what it is.
Yes, sir. They got to take it what it is. Guess what? I'm going to go ahead and for a few more minutes, man, because I'm going to go soak my feet in the water. Because I got to do it myself these days. You know what I'm saying? So let's get back to it, man. I'll be right back at you, man. Because I got to find out where is the love.
For the love you gave me, looking deep inside. I've grown tired of fighting, whether you're right or wrong, whether I'm weak or strong in your eyes. 'Cause it's a lonely feeling watching you turn away. Does it really have to be this way?
On and on tonight, you made a point of being right. Making this a game instead of love. Don't you know? Someone's heart might get broken before too long
if we keep on playing this game. I wanna know what you're hiding. Turn around and look at me. Have I ever been so hard to see?
If we'd only come together for one moment here tonight, you could hold me tight and ease your troubled mind. Don't you know?
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
No sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
Anytime music, baby. Just a little taste.
Come on, let's get down, honey.
Well, that's what it is again. This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. As JP Priest said, this has been a healing session for all of us. I included that group of people getting healed tonight. JP, you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Did I do my job tonight, JP?
For sure.
Oh, man, so I can get a download so people can go back and download my show, right? All right, that's what it is, then. Yeah, so what's tomorrow night, Saturday? So that's DJ Sincere, the original Dirty Basin, tomorrow night from 5 to 7, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you heard any rumors, man? What's going on over there tomorrow night? You ain't no rumors or nothing? Oh, we just got to wait till tomorrow night.
I know he took off for Thanksgiving, and I guess he's back with his tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have some going on tomorrow.
Oh, we're going to find out, man, I guess. When it comes to Thanksgiving, people be taking out the whole December included. So you got to watch everybody during the holidays. They be like, it's the holidays. We ain't coming back until the new year. That's what it is. But I don't know, JP. I thank everybody for joining us tonight. I was just changing my music a little bit for the healing session I need to go on because I got to be a balanced person in 2022. I kid you not. I got to be a balanced person, so took me all this time to get here. I'm going to keep on stroking until I get there, JP. What about you, bro? What about you?
That's all you can do.
You all right? That's all I can do? Oh, you can do something different.
Nah. I'm gonna keep on moving too. I'm gonna say we're gonna be dealing with some with 5G on Ain't Shit Funny on Monday. We're gonna be talking about 5G radiation.
Radiation. I've been radiated. Okay. Well, that's what it is, people. I ain't mad at you. I still love each and every one of you. Whatever you do, take care of yourself. Get on to that healthy thing. And whatever you do, don't get no variant. You know what I'm saying? And you know what a variant is, JP? You know what a variant is, JP?
A variant sounds like a remix.
Yeah, it's like it's part of something, but it ain't absolutely none of it. Okay. I ain't gonna take too much of your time, but here you go. So we walk home from school today, me and the children, like always, and we see these little sparrow birds, right, eating a turkey leg, right? So one of my sons said, "Dad, you see them little birds eating a turkey leg?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm not trying to see it, because it looks like something's off with the whole system on Earth. Because you know for sure those little tiny birds will not attack
not
a living
turkey."
You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
crazy.
If you mess it,
that's crazy.
Yeah, so my children didn't understand. I explained it to them the best way that I could. And then I was like, "Look, man, we're in a world where everybody says you can do what you want and damn the consequences. So, hey, do what you want and damn the consequences." That's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, that's what it is, JP. I'm getting out of here, man, because I was having a little flashback, and I was thinking how, oh, man, I got to go get my dinner ready. Hey, JP, thanks for joining me tonight here. And listeners, we're going to get out of here, and I'm going to let you know that something's really been haunting me. But I'm going to get rid of it. Peace out.
Peace.
Someday